is the life president. De facto life president.
Are you saying that there are some people who strongly believe in that?
Yeah, they see it as a solution to the succession problem.
Okay, so tell us a bit about it.
Exactly. What Grace said last week is what goes. And you saw the 9 provinces or 10 provinces all endorsing him ahead of the conference, and thereby preempting any discussion on succession, even though there would not have been any discussion on succession. Succession talk is taboo in ZANU-PF.
There are some people who believe that in ZANU-PF there is no one, absolutely no one, who can challenge Mr. Mugabe. Can that be true?
Yes. Yeah, of course. And all those in ZANU-PF agree that is the position. And if they have any ambition, they keep it strictly to themselves.
And so here, are you saying that President Mugabe is already a life president? I mean, he's a president
he is,
for life.
De facto, yeah, he is. So basically, for people like Grace, but even those for whom Mugabe's departure would be a disaster, I say no, let him stay on. Narin.
So now, looking at the first lady, I mean, let's call her Mrs. Mugabe. So at the end of the day, does she have those kind of presidential ambitions? Oh, just, people are just talking about it, yeah?
No, she doesn't have presidential ambitions, because she doesn't have to be to have such ambitions. She's already one.
What do you mean?
If Mugabe is a king, she's a queen. Yeah.
So, or maybe...
And as Magaius has said in his column, she's doing exactly what Mugabe would have done normally. Run around the country, distributing tractors and so on. She's doing everything. What he can't do physically as a head of state, right, she'll do on his behalf.
Does that mean that she's actually running the country?
Symbolically, yes. And that the vice presidents end up where they are, no more than where they are, merely deputies, to carry out administrative functions such as acting and so on and so forth, but without any presidential ambitions. They've been warned sufficiently against such ambitions. None of them would dare.
And then back to the issue of Mr. Mugabe being life president. So there's no way that he can be removed.
We'll see the next election. We'll see the next election.
But is it possible to do that?
Yeah. I think that basically it's going to be difficult to forestall the next election. And I think it will be equally difficult for them to repeat what they've done in the last 2-3 elections, i.e. to rig elections. And certainly if he's alive, he'll be the sole candidate. And he'll lose, of course, like he has twice before.
Dr. Mandaza, yes, Dr. Mandaza, what makes you believe that he's going to lose and that they may not rig elections, if ever they've been rigging?
I think it's impossible now. There's too much oversight in both national, regional, but also international oversight. I am told that the sections of the international community are already working at... we had the British ambassador and others surface on last Thursday, and it was made clear that they would want international observers to come next election.